Blog Talk Radio.
Use the fucking bullshit.
This is Chuck Landington with a solution to the Ground Zero Musk controversy. Throw a Musk in Ground Zero, but also throw a church and a synagogue. Then pave over the whole thing, fuck religion, and fuck you, why am I so angry? Here's the Metal Injection live cast.
That sounds strangely like someone I know, Sydney.
Actually, that was an homage to Darren, because I knew that that is right in line with his stance, and mine.
Yeah. I stand firmly on the side of getting paving over all houses of worship.
Exactly, so...
Welcome to a very pious edition of the Metal Injection live cast.
Pie
is good. I am Rob. We are joined, as we are every week, by Noah and 3D.
Hello.
And Sid.
Yeah.
And Sean. And
oh,
Noah's microphone doesn't work, so this is going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, what is that any change from any other week?
Women shouldn't be heard
so,
anyway.
Jagged.
Overrated.
I agree with you.
I completely agree
with you.
Jenny just punched me. Jenny's here. That was a joke, Jenny.
I just went on a two-hour journey with Jenny.
Is it a fantastic voyage?
It's a new reality show, Journey with Jenny.
Journey with Journey.
It's going to be on Lifetime.
Starring Steve Perry.
We listen to only Journey in the car.
Journey with Jenny with Journey.
Yes.
Who muted my microphone?
Somebody going to get muted.
You guys are jerks.
Of course.
Yeah, seriously.
So tell us about the journey.
Well, a friend of mine, who I visit every few weeks to pick up some goods.
Who lives on my street.
Who lives a block away from Sean. Came into some hashish recently, and Jenny was giving me a lift to his spot to pick some up, and I had a sampling of it, and we did some hashish on the way to the dealer to get more hashish.
Isn't that wasteful, though, to come into hashish? Like, why not just use a paper towel? You want to smoke the weed. It's probably ruined after that. It's all damp.
You're hilarious.
Thank you.
Anyway,
I think so.
And then after we got it, we just ended up smoking.
I think so.
We just ended up smoking more. To the point, like, where Jenny got completely disoriented when we were crossing over to Brooklyn. And we almost went back on the Brooklyn Bridge into the city. Twice. This was after Jenny detoured into Soho for a munchie run because she got some falafel. How was the falafel? Could somebody shove a mic in her face?
We need a microphone for Jenny.
Sorry, the falafel's delicious, but we also got Rob halva.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he had halva all over his face in the car. It was great.
It was amazing.
I have a picture of that, actually.
We actually, me and Jenny discussed how it would be awesome to get, like, halva facial cream. And just have, like, a whole facial of halva. Sean, you know what I'm talking about.
I feel like I have a lot of photos of you with cream on your face.
Yeah, it's just halva.
Halva is the new porn fetish. Halva facial cum shot.
And then we stopped and got tarts.
You got tarts?
Uh-huh. Jenny went nuts.
Did you bring some for everybody?
No.
She left them in the car.
Rude.
I made a conscious decision decision to leave them in the car.
Let's go find Jenny's car.
That was a good story.
It's right across the street, you guys. I guess it's time for a music break now.
Show's over.
So we can go get some tarts.
Mammoth Commander asks you, corn or flour halva?
Corn, of course.
Thank you.
So what else is going on in the world today?
So you're really high now?
I am very stoned. I like, now that we've started the show, I'm kind of like alert again. But a few minutes ago when I was just in my own little world.
You looked gone.
Yeah, you don't know me, Darren.
So is the show harshing your mellow?
Might be.
It's, whoa, man. I don't know how I feel about that.
We can stop anytime you want.
Do you want to just take a music break right now? Is that cool?
I'd like to sample what I just
really?
Got.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Are we really going to take a music
break? Wow, 6 minutes into the show, the first music
break. How about me, Sean, and Darren just host for a while?
Well, I'm just joking, God.
But really, though, Rob, could you?
All right, lower my microphone. I'm out of here, guys. See you next week.
It'll be the scene.
I'll be talking to you guys later.
The non-pot half of the show will do the show.
Boring.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's like NWO versus NWO Wolfpack.
Or the LWO.
Is that the Dyke League?
Latino World Order, not the Lesbian World Order.
Hmm. Sorry, the LPGA Tour?
Yeah, actually, Nancy Lopez is on both. Because she's a Latina.
Oh,
see?
Nice. Like you did there.
Thank you.
Can you explain that to me?
Nancy Lopez was a female golfer. I bet.
What is this, golf injection? Oh, my God. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, really. The show is definitely over now. Done.
Can we take that music break?
We have a phone number here, I believe.
Do we?
Last time I checked, it's 646-929-1357. You can give us a call. We'll hang out. We'll mock you a little bit. You might mock us if you're, like, clever. Probably not, though.
We have Jenny's Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard in the chat room said that Rob should get a gig as a stand-up comic, which he actually did. Rob has done stand-up comedy.
I've never had a gig. I've shut up.
Hey,
open mic
you...
Right,
no,
you were booked on the show, remember?
What?
That one time when all of us came?
Yeah.
You were booked.
Remember we came in the audience?
Yeah. But that was an open mic night. That wasn't like...
No, it wasn't. You were booked on the lineup of the comics. And then after that, they had open mic night, which you weren't involved in.
Remember they didn't let you back in?
That was at Pips.
It was that big. They had a big hook.
It wasn't bad. He did okay. I think it went on a little long.
I have no idea.
That was the first. That was the first time that I met Darren.
What? No,
it wasn't.
Yes, it was. That was the first time I've ever met Darren.
I thought that was after we started doing the other show.
No.
I think it was in high school that I did that.
Yeah, it was in high school.
Yeah, we never had the balls
to do
that.
I remember you doing it in college.
Oh,
Darren
was
wearing a turtleneck.
Was I?
Oh.
And you had hair.
Oh, jeez. You got to bring the bullshit. So, no, but you weren't definitely part of the show itself.
I definitely was not. It was just a...
Well, point. Maybe it was an open mic that was prearranged, so you had to reserve your spot. So
but
you
at the end of
everyone?
But at the end of the show, there was an open mic night. Like, people just walked up and did...
No, it was...
It was. There was. Remember, there was some Russian hoe.
Yeah.
Like she was some.
She didn't just walk up though. She was supposed to.
Come on, have respect.
I'm gonna punch you in the face. In the face with my
sister.
He
said, "I'm defending her honor."
He did not mean my sister.
Darren, I think
you just put words in his mouth because you are a dirty man.
I
you're
didn't.
So dirty.
Guilty as charged.
Take it back. We'll move on.
All right.
But it was totally open mic. I invited so many of my friends, so many people came that there were just comedians at the bar who were just drinking. They were like, yeah, I'll get up and I'll do some stuff.
Oh, yeah, because there were...
There was like six people there?
Well,
oh, it was
no.
packed, actually.
There were like 50 people, 15, 20 people.
No, more than... are you kidding? It was
there were 100 people.
No.
No, it was like 40,
it was a sold-out crowd.
Was Jeff there?
Yes. So that's like five.
I was going to make that joke for me.
Jeff's a fat guy.
I do remember making a joke about two of the comedians, like the actual comedians when I went up, called one of them Terry Funk, and one of them the guy from The Sopranos. And then afterwards,
don't remember.
Like all of the comedians took shots at me.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
You did the whole thing as a Russian guy. Right?
Yeah.
And then they were like, all of them were like making fun of that Russian guy that just went up.
Do you remember any of your jokes?
More importantly, do you remember what the comedian said when they were making fun of you?
That's what I want to hear. I don't remember either. Even if I did remember the material that I did, I would be far too embarrassed to do it right now.
True.
Guys, do we all want to take turns trying to guess what the comedian said when they were making fun of Rob?
Yeah. Go first. No, go first. Take the honest season.
I just had the idea.
Go ahead, Sid.
No, go ahead. What was up with that Russian guy? He was really tall, huh?
Wow.
There you go. Crappy comedian.
That's right,
Sid.
You know, if you say something, I'd punch you in the face.
I just
with my fist.
What's up with that dude who was on before and his sister?
Oh.
My sister wasn't there.
Damn.
She was not present.
Why not?
It's just false.
What is the deal with these slutty Russian girls?
No, that was before she was like full on slutty. She was like,
wait,
still,
is she slutty? Can you
introduce
her? Have you never seen her Facebook, sir?
No, not at all.
His sister is really attractive.
You ever go on an airplane and you see a slutty girl next to you and she starts talking Russian? What is the deal with that? I mean, really?
Was that really your bit?
No.
Yeah, that was close. That was verbatim.
Well, he did have a joke with what is the deal with that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. No, you know what? You said it was your like Russian uncle that never understood comics.
I remember it.
And then he said, that is nothing. That is easy. Anyone can do that. Watch, I can be a comedian too. And then you turn around and you go, what is the deal with this?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
I mean, really.
Remember how, like, when you, I don't remember if this was after your first open mic or before, but, like, I came up with, like, this whole idea that would be, like, a two-man, like, weird, obscure, like, random thing to do on an open mic.
What was it?
But
no.
Where, like, you start doing your act and then your cell phone rings. You don't remember this? It was, like, a whole thing.
Well, so why didn't you repeat it anyway?
You start doing your act and then your cell phone rings and you pick up your phone and you start talking to whoever it is that called you. And just talking about how, I'm at this comedy club. It's pretty shitty, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, from the back, somebody comes in who's also on a cell phone, and they're the other person in the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And you just go on having this really obnoxious conversation, not realizing that you're both in the club.
Uh-huh.
And that's the whole act, just to piss people off.
Comedy torture.
Yeah, I like that. We never did.
Do it.
Okay.
We'll see you guys next week. Yeah. We'll be live. Yeah.
Is Pip still open?
No.
Damn it.
It's a sushi bar.
Is it a sushi bar or is it a For Goodness Steak?
No, it is a sushi bar.
For Goodness Steak?
That's where Applebee's is.
What, are we just naming stores like last week again?
Except at least now we're naming ones in Brooklyn and not in Illinois.
Yeah. Fridays.
It was
For
a
Goodness
Sizzler.
Steak.
First it was a Sizzler.
It was a Sizzler over there? They sell Red Good merch.
Is that guy gonna
come
in?
I hope he
calls
like
he's been leaving me comments on Facebook. Where's my Red Good merch?
Now he thinks he's being funny. Now that's the thing.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
You have a caller.
He has jumped the show.
Uh oh. Red Good merch available at your local Zizzler.
Sorry, we have 509.
509. You are on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Dakota from Washington.
Kyoto?
Pilgrim, I heard.
Pilgrim?
I heard Dakota.
God, let the guy say his name. What is it again?
Dakota.
Dakota.
Oh. Sid wins.
Sid, you have one
Pilgrim.
Point.
What's up, buddy?
Not much.
All right.
Is there a particular reason you called in, or you just wanted to hear the sound of our voices?
Because we have sexual voices.
Just wanted to call in.
Are you friends with Pizza Destroyer? Is that his name?
Pizza Destroyer.
Yeah, Lucas.
No, I'm not friends.
Are you tonight?
No.
Okay, well, you have 10 seconds to say something interesting. Ready? Go.
Sydney, you want to help me out here?
Let's give this 10 seconds.
Aww.
Howard Stern's penis.
What?
Sorry, huh?
Well, that was someone in the background.
All right, hang up on the phone.
Okay. I was going to say, judges, did he get it in time?
No, he did not.
He could have said the most interesting thing in the world. But
all right.
10 seconds.
We have another caller.
We have 281.
281, what's your name and where are you from? You're in the live line. Hello.
Hello.
Live
oh,
Hello.
Yeah, I was just sorry. I'm just listening in. I'm not going to be any better than the last guy, honestly.
You already are.
Yeah,
well,
you said more.
You can focus.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. No, great.
What's your name?
My name's Eric.
Are
was,
you sure your name is
Katie?
Eric? Katie.
Am I sure?
Yeah. What does it say on your birth certificate?
Yeah, I mean, last time I checked, I'm... Yeah.
Your name Muhammad?
Muhammad?
Your name's Eric, sorry.
Yeah.
Punk. Eric, where are you from?
I am from Katy, Texas.
Katy, Texas?
Katy,
what's right by Houston.
Right by Houston.
Oh. Cool.
That's
yeah.
just not where
yeah,
Nolan Ryan
great.
Is from.
Yep.
Who?
I didn't know this was baseball injection.
I know.
I didn't know who that was.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've seen his house, actually. But
that's kind of creepy. What, are you some sort of Nolan Ryan stalker?
Maybe he's in the car right now, and that's
probably...
why he's calling the show. So he's listening to the
drive his house
yeah.
to
yeah.
There's probably only two houses in that whole town. So it's like
sure.
his house, and then next door is Nolan Ryan's house.
Yeah. Sure, meet Katie? Name the fucking town after.
He's in Katie.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Hi. Okay.
Sorry, I'm done. All right, cool. Well, since we had a conversation with you, I feel like you deserve a free CD.
Oh,
bullshit!
Are you a metal injection?
I am.
What's your username?
Impossible Arpeggio.
Impossible. All right, so send Rob Injection a private message with your full name and address. Send you a link, and then we'll have an exchange. It'll be good times. Thank you for calling in.
Before you
all
get
right.
that on the call, why did you
no.
have a card that you when the I'm talking to Noah. You
yeah,
can hang
that's,
up
that's, yeah.
There's a card you hold up that tells us that we have a phone call,
uh-huh.
and it's a picture of a telephone receiver,
uh-huh.
but it has testicles attached to it.
Sean is the one who drew testicles, of course.
Every time you hold
the
card
take a photo
up.
Of it, and
yeah.
Show it.
You don't like the foam balls? What's the problem?
I didn't say I don't like it. It's very distracting. Like,
oh, we have balls on the line.
Yeah. And there's little dots of hair on them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly.
I trim the one side, but not the other. I'm neglectful with my foam balls. All right,
so let's take this other caller. Who do you got?
931.
931. What is your name and where you're from? You're on the live line with the cast.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Name's Javon. I'm in Tennessee.
Are you a robot?
I'm a one chef. Listen.
You're just calling in.
Is this Roger Ebert?
I just want to listen. That's it.
Well, right. Too bad. You have to talk to us. No, we'll.
All right. We're
we'll
open.
Let you listen.
I'll put you on hold.
All right, cool.
These are Stella ones right off the bat.
Stella's on the line? Let's get Stella on the live line. Oh, no?
No.
Oh.
No, dude.
Never mind.
So now we're going to have two lines taken up by these motherfuckers on hold the whole show?
We got a lot of lines. Don't worry.
We have an infinite amount of
Do
lines.
We?
That's not true.
No,
at all.
Not true at all.
Fine.
Our number is 646-929-1357. Jam our phone lines, people.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
So this week I updated my Facebook page and I learned that I'm a Palestinian.
Oh yeah? How'd that happen?
Something we knew all along.
Yeah.
Where's
well, according to Facebook.
Can you elaborate on that?
I updated my hometown on Facebook and
what did you put as your hometown?
I put Al-Fayma Nishtha, that's where I'm from, in where I thought was Israel.
Back in your day, it was.
Yeah, so I start typing it in, and it says Al-Fayma Nishtha West Bank. Which
spell
is
that.
What?
Could you spell that?
Really?
You say it really
yeah.
fast, and there's a lot of
A-L-F-E-I, next word, M-E-N-A-S-H-E.
What is it?
Slow-mo Trina. Slow-mo Trina.
S-H-L-O-M-O-D-O-I-N-E.
Thank you, Shlomo.
Damn it.
Okay, so how did you figure out you're an Arab now?
So it's a settlement in the West Bank, but it's an Israeli settlement. So I put it in, right? And then I go to view profile, and it said that I'm from Al-Fayma Nasheb, Palestine. And that's it.
Really?
That was the greatest story ever.
Whatever. It was more amusing to me.
It's ironic that you learned this the same week that I saw like 40 people on Facebook posting stories about how it turns out Hitler is part Jewish or something.
And part black.
What?
Yeah. No, it really said that. I saw that.
What's the deal?
I don't know. I didn't click through.
Jim Norton was saying that he's part African-American, part... Wait, not African-American. Part African, part... Jewish.
He's finding
ancestry.
It, Rob.
Half man, half amazing.
I found the story if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. DNA tests show that Hitler may have been part black and Jewish. The story of Adolf Hitler could be the most twisted in all of history. Add one more twist. Responsible for the slaughter of millions of Jews and a hero only to self-avowed racists, DNA tests apparently show that the Nazi dictator may have had Jewish and African ancestry. Several media outlets have reported on results published last week in NAC, a magazine in Belgium. The British newspaper, The Daily Telegraph, says that saliva samples were collected from 39 Hitler relatives. First, you got to find someone who's willing to admit they're related to Hitler. A chromosome called haplogroup E1B1B1, which showed up in their samples, is rare in Western Europe and is most commonly found in the Berbers of Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia, as well as among Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jews. Haplogroup... No, I just said that, right? Damn. All right.
Hitler's one of these type of people, boy!
The original self-holding Jew,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Self-hating.
Yeah, but that was the whole point. He had the blonde blue eyes because that's what he wasn't.
Yeah. I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sorry. Great stories, huh?
irony.
We have a phone call. Why don't we take a caller? Maybe they have a story. You're on the Schmitzcast.
706.
All right. My name's Turbo, right? I'm currently in Iraq. And when we get back to the States, we're having a football game against a local university. And all the guys out here are wanting me to shave my back hair into our unit's logo. What's your input on that?
How much back hair do you have that it would be noticeable?
Let's hold on one second. You're calling us from Iraq?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, could you shoot off a machine gun or something? That's proof.
He laughed. I don't know. Are you really from Iraq?
He's not from
Iraq. I'm definitely in Iraq.
Whoa.
Okay, can you tell by his accent that he's from Iraq?
What's your? Hold on, I got this. What's your zip code?
What's the fucking zip code out here, dude? For the fucking fob.
Fob.
Yeah.
Are you asking General Schwarzkopf?
I'm calling you from Magic Jack, dude.
Awesome.
You're calling on a Magic Jack?
Let me get... Come on.
That could be anywhere.
So I'm surprised that the military forces in Iraq don't block metal injection. you can get our site fine over there?
Yeah, I mean, I get you guys from fucking iTunes most of the time, but I just found out that y'all do it live. So now I'm on the website.
Yeah. That's awesome. So what time is it over there right now?
3:30.
It's 3:23 a.m., man.
Wow.
Is this your shift? Are you usually up this late? Or did you stay up late to hang out with
us? Yeah. See, I'm a 91 Bravo. I'm a real vehicle mechanic. We're on night shift, and it's 120, 130 during the day.
Man.
So we work.
Wow.
Yeah, I just got off like 10 minutes before the show started.
So did you ever, kill anybody or what?
Darren!
I was actually thinking...
I've been lucky enough where I haven't had to.
Yeah, but you've, seen anyone get killed?
Wow.
We've had a couple of deployments.
Have you ever been, near a, in the line of fire or whatever? Or have you mostly been away from all of that?
Yeah, we get IDF all the time.
What is IDF?
Fire like mortars and rockets and shit like that.
Oh, I see. I see. That's crazy.
Now, I have a question, and it's a little bit more lighthearted than have you ever killed anyone or seen anyone killed? All I know about war I learned from the movie Full Metal Jacket. And in that movie, when they were hanging out in Vietnam, there were some hookers walking around, some Vietnamese whores, who said, me love you long time.
$5.
Is there an Iraqi equivalent? And if so, have you banged
I haven't ran into any of them. I haven't ran into any of them, but I know where the basin I'm from, if you go right outside the first exit, like, that whole strip is full of nothing but prostitutes and hookers and whores and shit.
Oh, wow.
Hello. That's pretty
so
interesting.
So, where are you from? Like,
you don't even get follow-up questions
on
that?
I'm from Georgia.
I yeah, me too.
What are the follow-ups?
I want to know if he ever banged any of those
No,
well,
he said he didn't.
He said he didn't. Oh.
My question is, like, are they, like, covered in burkas or whatever, where you have to just sort of hope you get lucky and pick out a hot one, or can you actually see what they look like when they're, like, lined up or however they do it?
I would assume that maybe their burkas are, like, those big, long shirts that you can get in, like, Venice Beach with, like, a bikini drawn on it so they could, like, imagine.
Or maybe, like, the boob part is cut out so it's, like, the burqa version of crotchless panties or something.
Yo Allah! Yo Muhammad! Like, you're going to love this. We have had a chick take off her shit and run in front of our trucks.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Nice.
Does she have a nice body?
She does the American.
I mean, she had nice tits, but that's about it.
Did she have, like, underneath her clothes that she took off, was there, like, an IED strapped to her
under one of
stomach?
Her boobs, like,
do you mean like a booby trap?
No, what it was is she was trying to distract us, that way they could set off the IED that was on the road.
It's always a trick. Come here, American GI, I come kiss you.
Do you listen to a lot of metal over there?
Yeah,
dude,
no, don't.
Do, man, I'm a
metal shells exploding everywhere.
Oh boy, come on!
What?
No,
listen,
I'm not
mocking you.
So, what shit you into, man?
Yeah.
What's that?
What stuff are you into? What kind of metal bands are you into?
Like Cannibal Corpse, fucking Children of Bodom, Lamb of God, All Shall Perish. Let's see. Mayhem, Burzum, just anything really dark and heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably not saying it right either. I mean, they're from, you know, Scandinavia.
I dig it.
That's awesome.
We're
just
happy
we
were
having a
and all that.
Oh, yeah. You were a little worried that you were gonna be like, oh,
Godsmack.
Really Godsmack.
Attack and Disturb. This is where I
go. Attack would be better than Godsmack, I feel.
You really?
I don't know.
I can't go with you.
Godsmack's not even metal, man.
Yeah,
really, yeah,
that's right.
But
I agree
with you. Attack isn't metal.
No. Oh, I think the Navy loves Godsmack.
Yeah, isn't there like Godsmack?
No, fucking Navy, that's a bunch of pussies anyway.
Yeah.
Oh,
true.
Shit.
Well,
true.
The Village People said so.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that all they do on the boats is blow each other and shit?
Yeah, they're faggots.
No.
That's wrong.
What? Between the Marines and fucking sailors, man.
Hey, if your balls last, yeah, it's not gay if your balls
Derek
don't touch.
Derek just can't win with you.
Now, I would you rather, like, if you had a weekend away from the war, would you, and you had to pick one, would you rather hang out with a Navy, a bunch of Navy guys, or, like, four Hajis, like, four Arabic guys?
Four Hodges, man. Fuck sailors, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
At least the Hodges have some balls.
They don't have any Red Gordon merch in the Navy.
Question. How many times a day is there a USA chant out there?
USA! USA!
No.
It's not as much a chant, it's a warning call. The Iraqis say when they see the tanks rolling in.
That gives away your position. You know, you don't know anything about war.
Iraq, pussy.
Would that be smart? Rob would go behind
a car and be like, "This is so much fun, USA!" They come with a fucking bomb. throw it right at your head.
No. You want to talk about gay motherfuckers, dude? All right, we'll go on a mission, and we'll fucking be riding down the roads and shit, and you'll see these Iraqis just fucking holding hands and kissing shit on the side of the road, both males.
Really?
And like, no. we got people that work on the FOB too that do the same shit, just walking down the roads.
Wait, working where?
On side the FOB, they're like, it's It's just our local nationals, Iraqis, that come on here and, like, sell DVDs and shit like that.
Oh, I see.
I mean, it's,
oh,
all, bootleg. It's all bootleg DVDs and shit.
Yeah.
Nice. Like in the Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Good one. Pop culture reference.
Wow. You watch movies.
Yeah, actually,
like the real war.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
I saw, Hurt Locker was not a bootleg.
No, that's how you got to do it.
So, can I ask you a question?
All right.
Yeah, man.
Did.
Well, I'm waiting for his response. So you, I
just
don't ask it. Because I don't know if he, because it's such a delay. I don't know if you can hear me. That's why I did that. So, asshole.
Magic Jack is very efficient.
Magic Jack? I don't imagine.
Are you, like, jazzed up about the war? Like, you, or do you want to get out of there? Like, do you want to go home or what?
Like, well, I've been here for about 11 months now. Of course, I'm ready to get back and see my family. But we definitely, I don't think we should be pulling out. Like, all these fucking rules we got, it's all bullshit. Like, they can fire on us, but we can't fire on them. You know, I think it's total bullshit. You know?
Yeah.
Like, we can't pull a trigger on somebody unless they shoot at us first. Like, they can have their rifle up aimed at us, and we can't do shit until they pull the trigger.
Okay. Wow. Why is that?
It's trying to win his heart and mind, man. Just trying to win the Iraqi people over.
Are most Iraqi people cool, or have they, like, been sort of nixed to you guys?
Like, I mean, most of them are pretty cool. The ones that are on the FOB that I've talked to, I mean, they're all right. But, I mean, of course you got the bad guys, too. Like, and one thing that really pisses me off is, you know, the whole thing with all Muslims, or some people say all Muslims are terrorists and shit like that, that's not fucking true, and it really pisses me off when people say that. Because,
yeah!
Well, there's bad apples in every bunch, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not an entire race, an entire religion, it's nothing like that. It's just a few bad that are making the whole thing look like shit.
I don't know if you know, but we have this thing in New York now where they're building a mosque, and it's like two blocks away from Ground Zero, and basically everyone's responding like as if they're building a fucking terrorist recruitment center over there, when it's really like a YMCA, and they're doing exactly what you're saying, which is like, oh, you can't build a mosque there because all Muslims are fucking terrorists, and the families will be pissed off, and I feel that's really retarded.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about. I'm like how they're saying that all Muslims are the fucking the terrorists. That's not true. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Like, the whole mosque thing, I mean, it's two blocks away from Ground Zero to begin with, and there's already a mosque in that area. So what's the big deal now?
Yeah, how is it any different than a Burger King? Or a...
Yeah, exactly.
Front Rub.
And plus, it's a place of worship. I mean, me myself, I'm not religious, but for those that do, yeah, let them go and do their thing, you know?
That's really good of you to hear.
And,
yeah,
it's
good.
I think we should get rid of all places of worship in New York. Just get rid of them.
Let me ask you this. How old are you?
No, I'm 20.
20 years old, wow. That's crazy.
So much more responsible than us who are, like, almost 10 years older than you.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Well...
Okay, 20
years. 24
years
old.
Well, that...
Are we able to send merch to...
Yeah, merch. We want to send you some... Can we send you a package of, like, CDs and such?
Actually, you can't send it here because we're getting ready to pack up and go home, but I can give you my home address.
How convenient.
What size T-shirt do you wear, sir?
Large.
Never
mind.
We worked out.
Yeah. All right. Cool, man. Yeah. We'll definitely send me a private message, Rob Injection.
We're gonna be sending you some broken side skinny jeans.
We have a lot of.
I like broken side.
Good, Meg. Yeah.
You like broken side?
Yeah, I think they're pretty cool, man. Like, see, I'm a big fan of all music. If it catches my attention and they keep it for a little bit, then I'm a fan of them. You know. Like, I like everything from fucking, from blues to death metal.
Oh, no,
come on, get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, then we'll be sure to send you the Disturbed visor and the Marilyn Manson Crocs.
No, Disturbed you can keep.
Marilyn Manson Crocs.
Make sure they're purple.
All right, awesome. Well, it's absolutely incredible that you called in and that you listened and... Seriously, thank you so much for defending our right to sit here and make jackasses of ourselves on the internet.
Oh, I love listening to it, man.
Awesome.
Hey,
well,
never answered my question, dude.
What was the question? I don't remember it.
Oh, shaving his back.
All right, when we get back.
Yeah.
When we get back, we're having a football game at the university, and they want me to shave my back in the logo of our division.
I say you do it.
Do it.
I say do it. How much fucking back hair do you have that you can do?
Are you a hairy individual?
Oh, dude, like, my nickname around here is Chewbacca.
Wait, is there like a live cast listening party going on right now? Is that what's happening?
No, like, it's me and my roommate, and me and him have been having this fucking argument all night about whether or not I should do it. But, like, see, my fiance, she likes the hair.
Oh. I'll tell you, fuck that. Shave metal injection in your back.
Get the needle man. Yeah, get the needle man logo in there. Right. Fuck football. The game's over in an hour.
Back one in the chest.
Oh, jeez.
That's what she said.
Straight. Shave all of our names. Live cast into your back.
If you do that, I'll fly you out to Brooklyn to sit in there.
What?
It went over the air. It's binding.
It's worth it, Rob. Come on. You got the money.
All right.
Recorded.
I'm in. All right, so if I do that, you want to call me up there to do the show?
Yeah.
Fuck it, hey.
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right, shit.
You can stay on my couch.
You can stay in Noah's place. Oh, no, you don't know what it looks like. Yeah, wait.
That's all right.
Hey, I ain't that bad, man.
No, that's a pretty low standard.
Hey, no offense.
Come on.
Come on.
I like hairy.
Wait, hold on. Are you over 120 pounds?
No, well, yeah, I'm 6'2", 205.
All right, she's not interested.
Yeah.
You have to be under what it looks like to me. You got to be under one.
No, Darren.
You got to be under 120, soaking wet.
No, see, I can't do that.
It's a real man we're talking to.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. Well,
this
thanks you guys for calling in. If you happen to shave your back or anything, make sure to send us a photo.
Yeah.
Directly to Rob.
Directly to Rob.
Someone
in the
chat.
Cool.
I sent you a message, man, on my address.
Awesome, man. We'll definitely send you some stuff. Thanks again for listening.
No problem.
Stay safe.
USA, USA, USA.
I mean that sincerely. Awesome. All right, who else we got?
The foam balls.
Foam balls.
No, we have two offers in the chat to shave you.
I don't really need any shaving, I don't think. I have, like, no hair.
Well, that's
passing it along.
Even on your vagina.
I have a little bit there.
I think you can use a little bit on the T-zone.
Really?
Sure. Is it shaved in the shape of a dreidel?
No. Not vodka yet.
Show us.
I like to shave it into a menorah. It's more creative.
Oh, wow. So it, like, goes all, like, to your inner thigh.
Yeah.
It's like wine.
No,
that
one.
Like one.
There are different shapes of menorahs.
No. There's semen. The semen acts as a...
Okay.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Well, when the male ejaculates above your vagina, he tries to aim at each figurative candle.
Shoot out the flame?
No. The semen is the flame.
Oh.
The semen acts as the flame in the
probably
show title. Show
the
title.
Semen is the flame.
Isn't that a Cheap Trick song?
Yeah. Semen is the flame.
That was when they jumped the shark.
Right.
All right. So who else
we
have?
What are we talking about? All right.
Shaving your unibrow.
916.
916. This is a familiar area code.
Epic music is epic.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's the shirt.
The rape show part.
Nine, what's your name?
Austin.
Oh, yeah, Austin. There we go. Yeah, I recognize the area.
Yeah, I called before.
I know.
That's a
good memory because it's been a couple months.
Yeah, what's up with that? What do you have, a life?
Well, sadly, my life did massively interfere with attending Summer Slaughter, but I just haven't called just because I've missed it, you know. Been busy at that specific time.
Have you been keeping up, though? Lots of archive listening?
Yeah. I missed last week's, but, I've heard the last 2 months. Good stuff.
All right.
Good.
Well, we agree with you. So is there a reason for you to call in today?
Yeah, there was. I was actually trying to call about this for quite a while, but I was in D.C., and I could not get reception for shit. I was calling because I thought you guys would either be interested or amused or disappointed to learn that my baby sister has become fluent in Shlomo speak.
Oh, really?
Hello. Let's hear it.
Yeah, you want me to get her on the phone?
Yes.
I know,
yeah.
Of course. She's down the hall if you guys are serious. I was just going to kind of give some backdrop on it.
We have
Now, my question is, when you say Shlomo speak, do you mean Hebrew or do you mean sounding like you're developmentally disabled?
No,
legitimately,
I'm sounding like a kid with Asperger's.
Okay, see? It's the zag as opposed to the zig.
Okay.
She hasn't mastered the laugh yet.
Let's hear it.
We're waiting.
All right, okay. Hey, Elena, can you say yes?
Yes.
All right, sorry, she's a bit shy, but brother and I both... She's really shy. I mean, on the phone, anywhere. I apologize, but my brother and I both listen to the show, and it's one of those things where we tend to interlace our conversations with Shlomo quotes, and... she picked up on yes. She doesn't say yes quite the same anymore. And she learned how to say of course.
I think she's really young. She's like a baby, right? She's like 2 or 3.
How do you know this?
She's 3. I guess she's tired. I'm holding her, but I can't coax it out of her.
Her
tushy. What a jerk.
Yeah, Lena, you bitch. Don't worry, she didn't
You just called your 3-year-old sister a bitch?
Awesome. Austin is awesome.
I've probably called her worse because I take care of her all day on occasion.
Good parenting.
Nice.
Wait, is she your daughter or your sister? Come on.
No, she's my sister. It's quite a generation. It's quite an age gap.
What you say, of course.
Yeah, of course. No, she's actually starting to whine, so I'm not going to get it out of her, unfortunately.
All right.
Hello?
Oh, cool. Well, that's a hilarious story. We dug it. We're into it.
Yeah,
you know what Wait, Austin, I have an idea for you. You should record your sister when she's not shy, and then you should Shlomo remix, and then send it to us, and we'll play it on it.
I think that's already too much work. I don't really care that much.
Just to be clear, Noah, just ask to make recordings of your little sister and send them to us.
I don't know if you guys have a picture of Shlomo, but if you had a picture, then I would put them side by side on like a YouTube video, and I'd see what I could do. And I'd put it on the metal injection forums.
Do you really have a sister?
Yeah, I do. Okay, hey. High five. You didn't hear her whining?
Yeah,
I thought that was you.
Does she have a Facebook page?
I have pictures of her on there, but no.
Oh, Jesus.
No one jumped.
No one's on there. All right.
I'm not going to
say there she is. Hi, you. That just sounds like you. You just pulled the phone away from here.
It's a fart.
Here, I can do that.
Not quite.
See? All right, cool. We have some other callers, so we need to keep moving. But thanks for calling.
All right, cool. Yep.
She sounds like Iron Sheik, too.
Yeah.
Bullshit!
All right. Thanks for...
Yeah, get out of here.
Hang up on him.
Who else we got?
I think these guys are just holding to listen.
Yes. Yeah, so
let's get one of them on the line!
Let's do a music break instead.
Oh, wow.
Is it already time for a music break?
It is. 45 after the hour.
Jeez.
I introduced Rob to some new music today.
No.
What was it?
Nope.
Oh, did she sing in the car for you?
Is it Africa by Toto?
No, Jenny, sing that song that you always sing to me.
What song?
bless the rain down in
Africa. All right.
What's the song?
It was the Thing in the Amstelite commercial.
What band is that? Is that Arctic Monkeys?
No.
Fratelli?
Yeah,
that's the fucking Blackhawks song.
Is it?
Yeah, every time we score, they play this.
Wow, how original.
Every time we score, what are you, on the Blackhawks?
No, he owns it.
Did you know?
He owns
the team.
Stock in the Blackhawks.
You did not know this?
No.
Sports fans do that.
Oh.
People like sports.
Yeah.
They think that they're a part of the actual team?
It's like when you say we when referring to Megadeth.
I don't say that. I say the mighty Dave Mustaine when I say Megadeth.
I just had a pretty harsh joke that would have been...
What?
I was going to feel like it's just like when you say we when referring to the live cast. But it's funny, but it's mean, and I don't mean it.
Yeah.
It just is
you
the
do.
Funny
you
thing to
do.
Say.
You
no.
You do.
It's just,
ow!
It's just what would have fit as a joke in that kind
we're
of thing.
We're looking
forward
to Mike Howard.
Well, I prefaced it by saying that I didn't
I'm
really
go cry right now.
Actually, you prefaced it by muting your microphone is what you prefaced.
Oh.
All right, it's time to get out of here while Dilla goes crying in the corner.
I was just joking.
Cry!
Wait, is that
no,
sister's
okay.
Still
on? All right. We're going to... No, it's okay. It's okay.
She turned the sound effect.
We're going to start...
Let's go already.
I'm sorry. We're going to start things off with At the Gates covering Slayer.
Yes.
On the Metal Injection live cast. No Fratelli, sorry.
Thank you.
Landington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy, and I called her baby, as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net.
Sorry, I forgot to put up the volume.
This is Doubtfire. So I forgot to mention before we went to break that after our music break, we would have another reading from Dave Mustaine's autobiography. But
right now?
Well, not at this very second. I want to do a little recap of the music that we heard. We started out with At the Gates, covering Slayer's Captor of Sin. Then Thou with Don't Boat, Black Army Jacket with The End of Dreams, both Sean picks. Then a little System of a Down up in there with Revenga. Then Javelina with Asbestos. Pretty sweet.
So you played nothing that I asked for.
I already went through all of that stuff.
I gave them the Bleeding Kansas track, but they didn't get to it.
Then we played The Network with Easter Just Stop Showing Up.
The Network being the Green Day Side Project band?
No, the underscore network.
Yeah.
And we ended things off with Flesh Rock, the one-man project from Naveen Andrews, I believe is his last name.
Naveen Andrews from Lost?
Oh, wait, that's what then it's a different Naveen. Yeah, the guy from Lost, he's in a death metal band. And there was a sax solo in it. Those are our thoughts. Pretty brutal. All right, we're back. We're back on the air, people. Let's get let's man our battle station.
Very snarky and edge-tape tonight.
Me?
Yeah.
What
I don't know. You're like you're very like jumpy.
Yeah.
What was jumpy about that?
Cash. I thought you'd be a little more.
I'm very resistant.
Yeah.
I think Rob. I think you need to get laid.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Sean.
I
you want to go in the other room.
Well, yeah.
Too far.
No, I was thinking, Rob, and I think that you need to make a profile on OkCupid like Sid did.
No. Start him off on Geek to Geek.
No,
OkCupid.
Not
like
geeky enough.
How about this? All of you, shut the hell up.
No. How about?
I'm going to read the Mustaine book. I don't know what you're talking about.
I will make a profile if you make a profile.
No. You both make profiles, and then if it matches you guys up, then you know that it's meant to be.
True.
I like that. That's true.
You know, Nikolai Volkov in the chat said, Rob is like Casey Kasem on coke.
All right.
So they're both Arabs.
I'll take it.
Come on.
I'm not an Arab.
Persian.
Wholesale ass?
Wholesale ass.
What?
Like Costco ass.
I don't know if I want ass.
I think that all of us should have profiles on OkCupid and see if it matches us all up to make sure that we're a good team.
No.
This sounds like a great idea. Moving on.
I already know we're a great team. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't need no website to tell.
Don't you love it when topics come up that make Rob really uncomfortable?
Yeah.
He just does such a bad job.
Can we stay on this topic for you?
Yeah, we're actually going to talk about this after the show. We're totally getting you on OkCupid.
Actually, Rob, I've already made a profile for you.
I don't believe you.
Blushing Rob.
Blushing? No. You're kidding, right?
No.
Oh, my God.
You're blushing right now?
It's true.
No, it's not true. It's an idea that's baking in my head right now.
Let's do it.
Livecast
Let's do
listeners,
it.
Whoever gets the first blushing Rob profile on OkCupid, you get a free red cord.
I say we should do it.
Or on J-Date.
Yeah.
Would you rather a blushing Rob profile on J-Date?
Yes, absolutely.
And then we can compare notes every week.
I like it. Do you want to go on J-Date too, Sean?
Yes, I got the notes for it.
All right, we have a caller.
For leprechauns.
I'm like an Irish Jew.
We have 956. Should Rob make an OK
Cupid
profile?
Top of the
mock,
hello?
956? Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
It's Efren from Newtown, Texas.
What's your name?
Efren.
Ephraim.
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 E-F-R-E-N.
Okay. Yeah. Ephraim. I hardly know him. Right? Am I right?
Wrong. What's up?
Damn it.
Yeah, it's my first time calling.
Sweet.
We gather that. And
do you have a profile on OKCupid so we can go on and make sure that we match?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, otherwise, we have to hang out.
I want a 7% or above.
Nikolai Volkov actually makes a good point in the chat. He says Rob should go on Collar Me.
Okay. We've talked about this, Rob.
Rob, would you be a dom? Or would you
be a dom?
Rob would
absolutely
total,
be a dom.
Okay.
Total bottom.
Wait a minute.
Power bottom.
Yeah.
Rob has really...
Hold
on.
Oh,
Rob has really well manicured feet,
oh, yeah.
And I think that if he goes on Collar Me, he can get a bunch of girl slaves to worship his feet.
Sure.
I don't want foot worship, though. That's kind of...
But they can clean your house and worship your feet, and you can have sex with them.
Yeah, and you can put up that photo of your armpit vagina.
Yes.
See, to me, the foot worship part would be boring.
All right, Efren.
I just want the bitch to clean my house. I don't need her to mess with my feet.
Well, that's what she gets out of the ordeal.
Too bad. Get something else out.
Nice. Make
I want
her,
a girl,
her suffer.
I want a girl who wants to clean the house. Like, it's not a trade-off.
Oh, they want it.
Yeah.
You could just make them clean, and then that's all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the foot thing would be a waste of time to me.
Those girls are called Polish, Darren.
$20. Yeah. Schenkeltown says he's making a Nambla profile for Rob. I didn't know they had a social networking site, Nambla.
They have a
it's called
account.
The Internet.
Efren, are you still there?
Baby Facebook.
Yes, I'm still here.
Do you have anything to contribute to the conversation?
Are you guys doing Trash or Thrashing?
Nope. Possibly next week.
This is last show.
Well, I got an interesting thing to share. Did you anything know a band called Necrobis?
Necrobis?
Necrobitch.
Yeah.
Necrobot.
I have not.
Get
home, well, Necrobot.
Is that a band you're
in? No, it's not, thank God. But if you Google it, you'll see the nastiest album cover ever.
Describe it.
It's some naked chick with like 10 wieners stuffed in her asshole. And in her vagina, there's like a bowl of cum.
The name. I feel like I've already
there's
seen.
There's more wieners. And then 10 more wieners in her mouth with cum all over her face.
Stop. Spell it so we can just look at it.
Yeah.
Spell the name. I feel like we looked at this on Mobile Boner before the show.
Mobile Boner.
Spell it, please.
N-E-C-R-O-B-I-S. I think.
I-S?
Yeah.
S-H-L-O-M-O.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
I want to see it. I'll look it on mine.
Holy. It's a woman shitting hot dogs? Is that
could
what
you maximize that? Oh,
no, she's just got...
Necrobis?
Yeah.
Quadruple penetration kielbasa sausages.
Oh.
Face covered with bukkake. Got another
and
kielbasa in the mouth.
A pig hanging out.
And this is on their
and she's pulling her nipples to the point that they look like they're going to come off. No, just do a Google image search, Dan.
Yeah, Google image search will be
and there's randomly like a pig head in the corner.
And she also looks like a, what is that?
She's got milk all over her face.
It's necrobios.
She's got a grinder in her vagina.
Is it a grinder?
Yeah, I think she's putting the sausages through them.
Yeah, okay. That is a meat grinder.
Dan, it's like I have this video.
Yeah.
Big I watch it every night.
I love that it's a photo and it's not a drawing.
Yeah. Sean, are those official Chicago Polish sausages?
I mean, from my angle.
Are those regulation sausages, is what Darren wants to know?
It looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4 sausages in her asshole.
Do you think when she posed for this, she thought like this was going to be like the next huge album?
This is her big break.
I'm pretty sure they took this from something, like a movie. Like she's not involved.
It could be Photoshop.
I hope it's Photoshop.
Yeah, I mean the vagina at least definitely looks Photoshop.
Either way, I'm really bummed out.
I like the pile of gangbang.
Bummed out because you can't have any of this?
Yeah, there's already 4 sausages.
I'm sure you could have that if you wanted to.
You get sloppy fifth.
You don't want to dive into that pink sock poking out there?
Yeah.
I thought she's also amputated because you can't see the rest of her leg.
That's why it's
no,
poor photo. That's poor
photo.
They photoshopped out her entire like bottom half of her leg to put the pig in.
Yeah. But I really enjoy the gangbang line of kielbasa sausages waiting on the side, just ready to dive in that brown eye.
You know what? In case those get dirty.
Yeah.
Just want to say that, Efren, are you still there?
Yeah.
For giving us this gift of a fantastic CD cover, we want to give you a gift of a free CD.
And Rob will send you a photo doing this exact
dick
position.
Dick pic. Are you a metal injection junkie?
Yep.
What's your username?
Efren 666.
Brutal.
Clever.
Nice. All right, cool. Send Rob Injection a private message, and we'll figure that out.
All right.
Cool.
Rob will hook you up with some kielbasa.
Metal!
Yeah, metal.
By the way, Jim Fear in our chat room says, Rob, you should see if that girl on the cover of that album has a OK Cupid profile.
I already said that.
Fizz there.
Who's not listening?
Do we have another caller really quick before we do the machine reading?
I didn't hear it either.
630.
630. Name and where are you from?
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Sorry, I'm just listening. I don't want to throw off the show so you can hang up on me.
I don't want to.
Do we scare you?
I don't want to.
Not until his voice completely changes.
The kid from The Simpsons, the teenager.
Wait, so I don't know what the other hold caller was. Because we have another.
Pick it up.
All right, 760.
You're on the
phone.
You're
definitely taking this call.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm actually calling from Vancouver, BC. So the number you see is actually a Google Voice number.
Oh, technological.
Fascinating.
Yeah. my name is... What?
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Sean, and I'm in Vancouver for the summer, but I'm back to Montreal in a few days to go back to school.
Look, we didn't ask you for your life story.
Say something in French.
mailed. Mange mailed.
That's Belgian.
No, that means... that means eat shit.
Nice. You eat shit.
Yeah.
So what's up? Why are you calling in the show?
I've been a fan of your live cast since June this year, and
a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time, and I've been listening to the back episodes as well, and I was wondering, you know the website that Jenny goes to for the fetishes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holler me.
Holler me.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
Wait, we're not going to sell it?
We're not going to sell it until you give us your fetish on the phone. Attest to it, man. What are you looking for?
S-H-L-O-M-O.
What?
No one knows who you are. Just let us know what you're into, man.
Actually, some of my friends listen to this show, but... they probably already know my fetish. I like young-looking girls that are not actually young.
You like a girl that pretends that she's your age, is what you're saying.
So that means you're a dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're definitely a guy.
So you're a straight male, okay.
How old are you?
I'm 20 this year.
Are you 20?
He likes, 4-year-olds.
Yeah, well,
how young do they have to look for you? Creep?
Well, some girls try to look too old for their age, with too much makeup and stuff. Like, I like petite girls that, look younger than they actually are.
I feel you like the jailbait that's not exactly jailbait, right?
But see, you can hit that jail.
Okay, that's fine. That's completely fine.
You're cool with the jail.
I dig on the jailbait. That's not actually jailbait.
Yeah.
Well. I just would like to mention to you that even if you didn't know how to spell it, you could have put the name into Google, and it would have corrected you. Do you guys have Google in Canada?
We just today actually. That's why I'm. That's how I'm calling you guys.
Oh, that's right. The Google Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Bing color me.
Color me.
Look it up.
Wait.
Yes, D-O-L-L-A-R-M-E.
I don't, but I don't think that he's going to find what he's looking for on this site.
Well, he has to make a profile.
No, but I don't think that what he's looking for is on this site.
Oh.
Okay, so what site
Jail
is it on?
Me? Is that the one he's...
Sean?
No, I just mean, like, what he's looking for. I don't think a girl like that is going to collar me to put herself on a profile there.
A girl like that,
unless she wants to
be on
a
profile. But are you okay with it if the girl's, if she's, like, 25 but dresses like a 12-year-old? Is that what you're looking for?
Skin?
These days, 12-year-olds dress like 25-year-olds, so...
Well, I'm asking him what for his fetish. Does he... Like, do you mind if the girl's really... Like, it doesn't matter how old she really is, right?
Probably under 30. Or around 30, actually.
Well, I didn't phrase that right. What I'm saying is, like, does she have to really look like she's 12, or can she just act like she's 12?
Yeah, to be perfect.
Patty and gossips a lot while he's texting.
She has rhinestones on her phone.
Hey, there's plenty of 30-year-olds.
Well,
I want to hear what the guy's what this guy's crazy fetish is.
It's not crazy.
You're the one labeling it.
I like girls acting younger.
Okay.
Yeah, like, but that, what I'm trying to say is
like what do you want them to say to you to make them act younger?
Let's see. Well,
lollipop.
I'm Korean, so like I like girls calling me. Like in Korea, girls call their like any stranger, like men, by like this word called oppa, which means older
oppa?
Brother. Yeah.
Older
oh
brother.
Oppa.
We're going down the
yeah,
rabbit hole.
It's like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's kind of my
girl,
fetish.
Her older brother. Is that what we're getting out of this?
An
you want to fuck your younger sister?
Yeah, I was about to say, do you
no,
have
that,
a younger sister?
No, I'm only child.
You see, I'm feeling them. It's not an incestuous thing. I don't know.
When
I
you were like 12, did you bribe your parents into having a daughter to see?
No.
Why don't you call him your opa?
No.
No. Go ahead. Just
come
say
on,
it one thing. Just say
it. Do it, Noah. Do it.
Say opa.
What's
do it.
What's
here,
up?
Here she goes.
You're my opa.
Wait. No. What was that word you didn't want to say just now? I forgot.
Oh, opa.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That worked.
Wow.
Just single it out of the archive.
I didn't want to say it. Why did you trick me, Darren?
Wait, no.
Sorry.
What was that word you didn't want to say? Sexually?
It's not going to work again, Rob.
Damn it.
Only works once.
Oh, God.
Got to add sexually. Damn it.
Hey, guys.
He put
I think I just came. I have to go. I have to go right now.
Opa! Let's get this guy out of here.
He has to go see if the trap that he put down by the seesaw caught anything.
Oh, I hung up on him by mistake, but we didn't give him anything.
Can we Google image search jailbait?
No.
Why?
I don't want my computer seized by the FBI.
You have a smartphone. You can Google
it. Yeah.
One last call.
A local area code, it seems.
Oh.
You're on the phone, balls.
Jenny's locked out of the studio.
718.
718, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I know.
How you guys doing?
Who is it?
Merge guy.
Is this Metal FIFA?
No, it's not Metal FIFA. This is roommate. We live together. We're in the same house.
Metal FIFA. Metal MLB?
Yeah.
What's your name, man? I need to call you something.
Hello, man. I'm just sitting outside. I've just been listening. Metal FIFA's on my computer, so I don't know what he's doing, but... I just wanted to say what's up, man. How you guys doing?
Good. He's jerking off to Noah saying opa right now.
I wouldn't have a clue. I wouldn't have a clue about that. That sounds a little freaky, man.
Wait, are you saying you don't have a clue about jerking off? You want me to believe you know nothing about jerking off?
Dude, I never jerked off.
No shit.
Once.
Once a
Roberto?
Day?
Roberto, you want to teach him how to jerk off?
What?
Bullshit! How can you do that?
Pretty cute.
Yeah, tell him how to do it.
All right, guys, teach him.
All right. Well, you massage the penis.
Jesus.
So
this is getting a little weird, my friend. This is getting a little weird, dude. Stop describing how to beat the meat.
What's the record,
Yo, Metal FIFA said he wants some red cord merch, though. Metal FIFA said he wants some red cord merch.
Red cord merch.
Why don't you buy him some red cord merch?
Yeah,
what kind of friend are you?
Why don't you give him your red cord cum rag that you're
out of? Because I spent all my money on my own red cord merch, that's why.
Yeah, give him some of yours.
I am over the red boy. I'm not a fan anymore.
All right, we need to move on. Thanks
for calling. I'm on to the Dillinger's Gabe Blin.
Okay. All right, any more callers?
No.
No.
More. Screw the callers! It's time for another freaking interesting revenue. New York Times bestseller autobiography. But Dave, a heavy metal memoir.
So let's get in here.
What is this? What is the reading of this?
This is a story about like James and Lars were at James, Lars, and Cliff were at a party, and I guess James beat up his girlfriend. Well, you know what?
They were actually at a party, and some girl ran up to them while they were outside the party. James and Dave, and then. She said, my boyfriend broke my nose.
Yeah.
So that prefaces.
Well, I'll back up a little bit before what you
What know. Page?
Page 75. That's Jerry. There was, for example, a time we were all at a party, and in walked the guys from a band known as Armored Saint. As happens sometimes in these situations, harmless verbal jousting gave way to nasty personal insults, paving the way for a physical confrontation. He targeted Lars, probably because he was the smallest. Little midget. I don't remember exactly how it began. I do remember jumping off my chair and telling them to leave my friend alone. They laughed at me, much as they had been laughing at Lars, which was not a good idea. Lars may not have been a fighter, but I was. I had training and expertise.
Oh, in the CIA, right?
More
CIA?
Importantly, I didn't give a shit. As the guys from Armored Saint dogpiled on top of Lars, you know how I love dogs. I ran across the room and applied a sidekick to the first person in my path. His name was Phil Sandoval.
What?
And he was the band's lead guitarist. The first thing I heard was a loud crack, with the sound of a branch snapping in half, and then the sound of someone wailing as Phil fell to the floor and grabbed his lower leg. I'd broken his ankle. Needless to say, that was the end of the fight. I tell this story not to brag, but simply as a way of pointing out how I felt about Lars, James, and Cliff. I would have done anything for them. They were my friends. Although he looked the part of a gunslinger, James wasn't big on confrontation either. One night I went to the Mabuhay Gardens, a nightclub in North Beach, colloquially known as the Old... Mabuhay.
Well,
James and his girlfriend. They come up with clever nicknames. While we were waiting outside for the club to open, a girl came running out of a nearby alleyway, flailing her arms and screaming at the top of her lungs.
It was Kirk.
No.
He broke my nose. He broke my nose.
I had no idea who she was or what had happened, and I didn't care. Instantly, I felt the rush of adrenaline you get before a fight. I looked at James, didn't say a word, I just smiled, and I could tell what he was probably thinking. Oh, what's this crazy fucker gonna do now? Yeah. That was what I envisioned James saying, so I used his voice. Finally, I touched him on the shoulder and said, "Let's go, dude." So we ventured into the alley, hardly able to see a thing. I was quiet. But behind me, James was grunting, snorting, yelping half-baked threats. Gonna kill you, motherfucker! Yeah! I almost laughed. James wasn't so much threatening anyone as he was whistling past a graveyard. You know, like you did when you were a kid trying to convince yourself that you weren't afraid of anything, but in reality you were about to shit your pants. At the end of the alleyway was a parked van. As we drew near, with James still yelling, the driver's side door opened, and out stepped this big son of a bitch. "Which one of you assholes wants to kill me?" he said. The look on his face signaling either inebriation or a complete lack of fear. Maybe both. Before I could respond, James took a quick step backward and yelled, "He does! Yeah!" I turned around to see James pointing at me. "Thanks a lot, brother." There wasn't time for an explanation. The big guy lunged at me, and as he moved forward, I opened my hand, thumb pointing down, and grabbed the back of his neck. Then I swept his foot out from underneath him, threw him on the ground, and started rabbit punching his head until he was unconscious. A few minutes later, the cops arrived and took the guy away in handcuffs. James and I went back to hanging out in front of the club, acting like nothing had happened. But inside, I was pretty shaken up. When I woke the next morning, my hand was swollen and sore, like I'd punched a wall. When James asked me if I was okay, I just nodded. We never talked explicitly.
Wait.
What?
Wait, if he woke up the next morning and James was right next to him and able to nod after he looked at
Well, it doesn't
hand.
Say that it happened one after the other. He could have been.
It sounds like it to me.
I don't know. He was touching his shoulder and shit. Let's
I
go.
Guess we got to the part where he's gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to go downstairs and make you some espresso. Yeah.
No, whoa. That's a sensitive.
No milk in my hand.
Two sugars, James, please. When James asked me if I was okay, I just nodded. We never talked explicitly about the way that incident unfolded. There was no... It was all understood. There was no point. We are who we are. And I accepted James as such.
Soulmates
that's
and
that's
gay.
That's the end of that chapter.
I like my coffee, blackened.
Blackened.
That's it. That was nice.
Wow.
That was nice. That was a good story. A lot
hope
of action
everyone
in
was
that
paying
one.
Attention.
And that concludes another fantastic reading from David Shane, New York Times best-selling autobiography, What's Shane, a heavy metal memoir. Stick around in the coming weeks as we read more excerpts from David Shane's mind.
Hopefully featuring what James
part. Yeah. But well, we're just going to read all the good parts of the book, and then you won't really have to buy it.
Ooh, I want royalties. Talk about my life.
I just hope Dave Mustaine doesn't find out about this. Cause
well, I would love for him to find out.
He'll call the IRS on us.
Good.
Shit.
That's publicity for
oh,
us.
Oh, man. We'd get on Blabbermouth.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Sorry.
Oh, no, play that. That's fine. I love it.
We life. Dark black pants. Well, you possession.
Wait, is this from that Suburban Commando movie? Or that with Goldberg?
No, that was Universal Soldier. And the track is Crush 'em.
Oh, yeah.
Crush.
Crush!
Crush 'em.
Such a poser.
Crush 'em!
Such a poser.
Wait, we gotta cue it up because it's so awful.
I just
say Crush.
He should have turned that into an Orange Crush commercial.
I just remember they had the Making the Music video show, and they had this video.
Oh, they did.
Goldberg and Dave Mustaine.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was in it.
Too.
Yeah, well, as Universal Soldier. It was in the movie. He was in it.
I think Goldberg's only the one in the video, though.
I think they used, footage from the movie, I guess.
We couldn't get Van Damme to stand next to me.
Whoa!
Trash it.
Yeah, this video actually appeared on WCW Constructor.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna piss shit on it.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What? How's your respect for anyone who's involved in this?
He has a lot of money.
So do a lot of people have money.
Is that all it is?
Well, this made him a lot of money, so.
I don't
really?
Think there's many money.
I don't know.
I think people bought this out based on reputation with other
But I'm sure he gets royalties and stuff from this.
Sure, but here we go.
True story.
I like it.
You know what's weird? They play this live? I downloaded, legally, of course, pretty much the entire Megadeth discography. And I have something called Crush 'em, the Jock Mix.
Oh, let's hear that, please.
I've never heard this, but
oh, it's like, hey, Crush 'em.
Jock Jam 4.
Wow.
Crash! Oh, the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Terrible.
It's a club remix.
Nine Inch Negative.
There's no club that would Not even the special people clubs.
Like a golf club remix or whatever.
Yeah, but it was like an early 90s movie, like Johnny Mnemonic or something.
Oh.
It's the bold song.
Sounds like Ministry.
You don't know the song?
I don't like it.
Alright.
Can we just play Megadeth until we finish the show? Like
Crush!
I would leave.
Crush!
Crush! 20 more minutes. Let's play Megadeth.
Let's only play those shittiest Megadeth songs ever.
So just
that's
riff.
Exactly. Wait a minute.
General Schwarzkopf mix of Holy War.
I referenced General Schwarzkopf earlier.
Two in one.
Unrelated.
Let's step to it.
Does anyone have ecstasy?
I got my glow stick.
All right.
It gives me like an urge to date rape.
I don't mind this. This isn't terrible. It's any music, Sean.
I don't have anyone desecrating Megadeth.
This is a Megadeth release.
No, that's someone's remix. They came in your bundle.
I will not have Dave Mustaine desecrating Megadeth.
This is an EP. Breadline is the name of it.
And even if it's somebody else remixing, Dave Mustaine had to approve
it's
it.
A single.
But also
no, I thought it was just like some kid who put it in
nope.
the like,
no,
bundle.
No,
that
no.
On if you buy Rust in Peace now, this is on it.
Oh. I wish I didn't know that.
It's on at the
you're
end of the album.
You're just sad that your band is terrible.
Yep. Yeah, the fuzz tone on his voice.
Yeah, this is like a really sad attempt to sound like industry.
Yeah.
For like some little surfers. Like really bad at
that. Pretty awful.
This is like he heard that who was in my room last night song once on the radio. He's like, I wonder how the song sounds like that. You've heard that song.
Mm. No, Trash or Thrashing.
Or Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
Trash
it. Never that without baby.
Is this an internet modem?
When is the hell gonna end?
Symphony of Destruction, the Gristle Mix.
Watch him become a god.
Yeah.
Watch people's heads
alone.
I think this is recorded in the same studio, the same manager.
This one with Lars on wrong.
Yeah, not the Piccolo singer.
What is
this
that?
This is Ministry.
No, Ministry is much better than this.
It is. They are. It is.
It is. They are.
Really?
They both don't think so. Bow, 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 baby.
New World Order. New World Order.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Stigmata.
Darren was the guy on the album.
Can we have our own Ministry injection?
That's all I know. Ministry doesn't have a jock, man.
Yeah, because they're not Dave Mustaine.
Because they stab jocks in the face.
Yeah,
is it metal about hating jocks?
Shytown represent.
Anyway.
I don't think so. Is it?
What?
I thought jocks became metalheads in the 80s.
No,
yeah.
In the 90s with Limp Bizkit.
Oh, they were just jocks, too.
I mean, jocks were always good. Jocks always liked metal. Why not?
Punk rock was anti-jock.
Right. And new wave was.
Jock. What does that mean? Like a disc jockey?
No.
Oh, my God. Turn her mic off again.
Please. I want to play sport.
Jeez.
Hang up on her. Yeah. Oh, we can't? All right.
She does not have a colloquialisms certificate.
I'm an immigrant. I don't have to know your language.
That's your excuse for everything.
Else,
yeah.
We know.
Yeah. You really never heard the word jock before?
I'm going to throw a rock at you.
Oh, no, jock, not rock.
Isn't that what your people
jock.
Do?
It's making me nostalgic. Which Megadeth theme is this?
What a shit on you.
Oh, my God. They play this at, like, a wedding that my family has to go to.
Do they go like just a chaperone to make sure that the
my cousins are half Lebanese, so
how
like,
do you allow that to happen?
They like girls, is that nice?
They practice tribadism.
It's like somebody made a poop in the gene pool.
What?
It's like somebody made a poop in the gene pool.
Yeah.
What
a Lebanese. And we have to go to weddings with Noah, which is really embarrassing. She always gets drunk and climbs up on the table, and she spreads the couscous all over her body.
That's my kind of wedding.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to know why is she wasting the couscous.
Couscous on her poos.
Oh.
There's an episode.
Oh,
there.
Yeah,
there's
episode
style. Time at cousin Mohammed bar mitzvah, she dipped her tits in the baba ganoush. It was so awful.
Darren, he's been hanging out too much, I feel.
Really?
You know me too well.
I hear things.
It's
word on the street.
That's the new Teetle Teetle. That's what Nicola calls it.
It's the Palestinian Teetle Teetle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Do they have a shofar, too, at those onion things?
They actually really blow into a goat, and he just screams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck the horn. Just give me the goat, that's all.
It's a happy scream, though.
Cue the goat!
Ah, perfect.
Literally.
True.
Once again, our number is 646-929 1357.
I found the song that is the new Smell Your Dick.
Oh. Okay.
Awesome.
It's called, I have to cue it up, but it's called It's So Cold in the D.
Mm.
You were familiar with that one?
Didn't you link me to this?
I think so.
I think so.
Did.
What is the D?
It's Detroit.
Oh.
So it's just a girl singing. This is more lo-fi than Smell Your Dick.
Yeah, this is like a slow jam.
It's like complaining about all her friends got shot. But it's filmed like a B-Cat show, like a public accident.
It
sounds like they just taped over an SWV song.
Kind of.
94.
Wait, is it going to be as good as What in the Butt?
That,
sort of. Here it comes.
She's singing so off key.
Wait, in the middle of it, she goes completely off the beat. Trying to find that.
How the fuck do we post a key piece?
The grammar, I love
it. One person who can use auto tune doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. There's a rapping part. Ready?
You gotta see this. I like that she has no facial expression at all.
Yeah.
Oh
my god.
She keeps looking off to the side, like to the director.
Director.
The guy holding the camera, the cell phone.
She's holding someone's business card up right now.
That's the guy that died.
Tyrone, right?
That was racist.
No, she said his name, I think.
No, she didn't, liar.
Yeah, it was so racist.
What the fuck do we post to keep these?
This has 2 million views, by the way.
Of course it does. Yeah.
Now that green screen again.
Shit always has that many views. Shitty
I
want
to get to the part where it goes off the beat.
Shitty
hold
music.
On. Here we go.
Wait, did I send you that video of that one broad thing about a pussy?
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
I think that was pretty descriptive.
That narrows
it. Pretty descriptive. That one broad thing about her pussy, pretty descriptive.
Oh my god, so bad.
Didn't know it was tortured over there.
What's the name of the artist?
It's hurting me.
T-Bay.
Right now I'm feeling some
yeah.
pain.
This is from my dead homies.
So cold.
Keep showing photos of them in the
yeah.
casket.
Like dead people. They're rapping in a cemetery, by the way.
Obviously, people do fuck with you because they're all dead.
Yep.
I just hope a zombie just, like, sticks his hand out and just starts eating her and ripping her torso.
Well, the video's not live.
That's the remix.
No, I hope that's how it ends.
Spoiler. That's not how it ends.
The zombie
that's
just
the
eating her brain.
All right, we really need to turn this off.
Yeah, thank
you.
Well, I was trying to this one part where she really goes off.
I think we hit it.
There's another
one,
of course.
There's, oh,
that's all right. You get the idea.
I don't know. I think I, like, smell your dick better.
Yeah.
We always...
It's
that's,
different.
I just feel like changing it up sometimes.
Sean, your parents are signing off, and they say goodnight.
They couldn't take tea, baby.
That was it. Everything else was fine. That was the killer.
Why you coming home? This is like a well-produced song. It's just absurd. That song is everything she did.
I feel like this is a good song, except for the lyrics.
Yeah.
The lyrics are the best
well,
part.
The lyrics are ironically good, but it's like really a good song.
Basically, this is like the same justification people get for the band Screwdriver.
Kinda, yeah. I agree. I think it's true about Screwdriver. Reluctantly, they're a good band. But that's why they're the one band that you go... That's a white power band because they're good.
And ironically, both musicians paint African Americans in a very poor light.
Yeah, it's true. Very strange, man. I think it sends a good message though to women in the inner city though that like she's
smelling dicks.
She's no, but she's not standing for her boyfriend's infidelity. She's questioning him on it and testing him.
But then, does she break up with him? We don't know how it gets resolved.
That's true, but at least she's making a stand.
Maybe she's just curious.
Well,
it's like, I wonder what other women's pussies smell like.
No, but she specifically says he's an asshole and she's caught him.
Oh.
Because it starts off, this is the 15th motherfucking time you done call, I done called you, you don't be picking up. You come home, I got something for your bitch ass. See?
Your phone, because you clearly left it in the living room. Oh, no. That's a Pet Intruder song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Noah asked to play this last week. He played the Cat Williams
Which
lead
song.
Which
has been stuck in my head all week.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Make that paper, Bobo.
Yeah.
But if you ain't got... So anyway, this week we'll play the Pet Intruder song. Because this track, they're selling it on iTunes, and it charted on Billboard, number 89.
Get out of
here. On
the
Hot 100 single. I'm sure it's up now. Ridiculous.
See, I know good music.
This guy, he's made it.
You want to explain what it is first?
Antoine Dotson, if you have the internet, you have seen the clip of him talking about his sister getting raped.
Mm. Attempted rape. She didn't actually get raped. Somebody just broke in.
Yeah.
It was off of a news broadcast.
Yeah,
right?
And somebody auto-tuned that shit. Auto-tuned the news by the Gregory brothers.
If only auto-tuned the news was around when the Alabama Leprechaun YouTube clip came out.
Oh, my God. Wait, but somebody made a song out of it.
Yeah, but it didn't get as much popularity because it was, YouTube wasn't what it is now.
He's slamming your windows, he's breaking the people off, trying to break the place, I can't have the wife.
Is that it's about rape.
More songs need to be about rape.
It's true.
Well, Cannibal Corpse already covered that.
Yeah.
That's what the whole discography is about, rape.
Sorry, Darren, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's all right.
I just had to express myself.
What about Auto-Tune the News? Did we ever play that on here? I wanted to play one of those.
Which one?
11, which is the one about the guy that molested the senator that molested his staff. Do you remember?
Right. I have it.
Actually, it's about a few different things.
We've got a Comedy Central show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how are they going to do a whole show
every day?
Not for the match.
I don't think it's
that. It's a week? What is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. All right, it's loading.
It says featuring Joel Madden. Could that be true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's in it.
It's still good, though. Like, he's a part of the joke? Or
yes,
yeah, he's
part
in
of the
joke.
Joke. He's singing.
What is Auto-Tune the News?
You wouldn't know it was him.
They take
first of all, have you met the internet?
Yes.
You can't use the immigrant
I haven't had a computer for a while.
Okay, fair enough.
There's
but
gaps on there.
Basically, this group of people, they take news reports and they just make Auto-Tune songs.
And
oh,
okay.
I've
seen
that.
Two guys arguing in the United States.
You have the charisma of a dancer. You have the inheritance of a banker. Who are you? I'm the bird of you. Nobody in Europe had ever heard of you. So I have no doubt that it's your intention to be the part of money of your people. But how about the gold? Because the milk, which of course is pretty much a non-person. We don't know who we vote. Your voice is ground the better. We don't fight you. We don't fight you.
I like the one about race a lot better.
Look at the...
Bring it on.
Last month, in the end, Bill Cosby was surprised to bring $50.
How can he really be dead?
Because John Roberts was the last, and now he was on.
Maybe you should check his head.
All of the boring points up your copy cast that will look I don't like small online.
I do it all the time. Maybe you should
check his
head.
I got one. Right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sean found this one with a Jamaican woman singing a reggae song about her vagina. Which is really funny. I've seen this.
It's a turn on.
Well, for you, that's not very much.
I'm going to show you my genitalia. I'm going to show you my genitalia.
This is what Rob sounds like.
Did you turn
in
the shower?
Hour.
In the shower.
I'm gonna show you my daddy.
She's got a blonde wig. She kind of looks like Eve or whatever.
Yeah.
Man wanna see my nipples. Shake it, shake it, shake it, bum bum.
I want to see this on the Billboard chart.
It's track available on iTunes. That's what I want. Number 89.
Men are stupid.
Men are stupid. I don't mean all respected. I use men to have sex. I use them, I need them. I am very promiscuous. I use men, I need them. My name is Promiscuous.
What do you think is in that jar, the plastic jar?
Is this a woman? I don't think this is a woman.
I thought that too. Is it a tranny?
Of course.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
She has a second one that's even better if you want to hear it.
No, she never shows anything.
Okay.
We want to try to tell you.
All right, stand by. What's the other one again?
Wait, let's, do we have a caller still?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take the caller.
Take the caller. Yeah. So we have a few minutes.
781.
781! Uh-oh.
It's Pizza Destroyer.
Yeah.
Can you show us your genitalia?
No.
Sing us a song about your
genitalia. Can you sing us a song about your genitalia?
I can't sing. I can only do, like, growls.
Okay. Do it.
Growl about your genitalia.
About your vagina.
Oh. Hang on. I need to go into my garage or else I'll wake everybody up.
Thank you.
It's barely 10 o'clock. What do you mean? Who's asleep?
Hey, he might be in, like...
He's got his grandma.
Massachusetts.
You might be in a European country. You don't know it.
Massachusetts.
No,
781 is not.
Bullshit!
All right. Growl about your genitalia.
I can't do it. I'm bad at improvising lyrics, but...
All the way to the garage? Wait, no. I got lyrics for you. I want to tell you about my genitalia.
Because you suck.
Right, you already because you do that?
Yeah.
Like three times.
I don't...
Do it.
Fucking shit. No good motherfucking.
All right,
no.
Iron Sheik, settle down.
Now I'm nervous. I had a question.
Don't be nervous. Wait,
just do it. Just
we won't answer your question unless you do it.
I'll just do one. That's all you get.
Alright, what's your question?
Well, this is something that my friend wanted to know, but I guess I kind of want to know too. He wanted to know if any of you guys are like playing bands or are musicians.
Noah is what some might consider a musician.
She has a guitar.
Oh, I have three guitars.
And Sean.
Oh.
Sean's in a band? You're in a band?
I'm the only one who actually studies music.
Sean is in a Magruder Grind sign project.
That's true.
Tribute band.
Ziploc colostomy bag.
Old MacGyver Grind.
Oh, and the other one's torn between a suitcase full of knuckles or dirty needles.
Ugh, your bands are never going to happen. We've been talking about this for 3 years already.
Do you even play guitar?
Yeah.
When?
With herself.
Yeah.
By myself.
Right.
With my computer.
With her guitar teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes. She'll be her guitar playing will be appreciated posthumously.
Are you 12 years old? Going to...
No, Noah's going to be going back to her. Noah's going to go back to her. Sorry.
No.
She's going back to her roots and playing instrumental Palestinian music. She's
got a fife
on the guitar.
Yeah.
You'd need like a guitar synthesizer to accurately reproduce like Middle Eastern stuff, though.
I didn't understand what
the fuck asked you, Pizza Destroyer.
What did you say? I didn't understand it. Whoa.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to actually like play like something Middle Eastern inspired on an electric guitar, you'd need like a guitar that has media pickups, and then you could just like play VSTs. Yeah.
Because
Sean can't make it.
Are you kidding me? Are you no good motherfucker? Are you fucking piece of shit?
All of a sudden, this guy's like the assistant manager at Guitar Center. Yeah. Where the fuck did this come from?
Pizza Destroyer, how old are you?
15.
Oh.
Yeah.
We need to delete that earlier.
Yeah. You need a...
It turns 16 in November.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
You need an eye.
Are you ever going to get your... sinus thing fixed? your deviated septum or whatever it's called.
He has a deviated septum? He said.
I'm constantly, like, congested, so...
You should do a salt wash or like Epsom salt.
Yeah, a nose douche.
Or
Are you like a nose like care taker?
Your name probably congested. I think that's better than Pizza Destroyer.
Chronic sinus infection.
Oh
You get yourself a neti pot.
I don't know, what is that?
That's where like
aromatherapy pot.
No, it's not. It's where you got warm water to more than warm water, and you have to lean over a bathtub and put the spout up your nose, and you squirt the water, and it goes in one side and comes out the other and gets all the shit out.
And Pizza Destroyer, we're going to be sending you a red gourd nose douche. Coming.
Love red gourd.
Coming in the mail.
But you have to promise to use it and take photos and post it up on the site.
Remember to douche your nose, gavely, according to instructions.
Don't
deviate when you're cleaning your deviated septum.
Oh, wait, I have something else I want to ask.
It's very important.
Oh, wait.
Wait, he has another question.
Okay.
Silence.
Guys.
Silence.
Come on, you talk. Shh.
Like,
come on.
The first time I called in was when Axel and Vince for Metal Sucks were on your show. But I just called in originally because I read it on their website, and I didn't know that I could get free stuff if I mentioned that I was a first-time caller. So, like, am I still eligible to, like, get free stuff?
Didn't we send you free stuff, though? I feel like we sent you something.
No.
Didn't you get the dick pics? Did you get the dick pics?
My friend, I believe I am entitled to something.
I already got those
present
on Google. So.
Oh.
Like a ZD or something like this.
A red gourd ZD.
A red gourd ZD or a bit.
Send him Epsom salts.
Send me some Epsom salts.
Send you a nose dish.
Did
a
you
nose
get a fire?
Maybe a Kleenex. A box of Kleenex. Something.
Some Vicks vapor rub.
I'm very congested right now. I've got a lot of phlegm in me.
Wow.
USA number Hachpur. Captain Edmund Haler or something like this.
The cops are outside, it looks like.
Really?
Yeah, there's the lights. Pizza Destroyer, we can definitely send you a free thing.
Oh, cool. So should I just... I'm already on the forum, so should I just, like, message you?
You got it.
Every day.
No.
Okay, cool.
Just once. All right, Pizza Destroyer.
Is that it?
Have fun.
All right. Your house.
You, you're done.
You
out of the garage.
You want to sign? This is Pizza Destroyer saying aloha, everybody. Go.
Oh, aloha, everybody.
You missed
for
the first
one
part.
Second of your fucking life, try to sound charismatic. For
yeah.
One fucking second.
Sound pump. Sound pump. This is Pizza Destroyer. Aloha, everybody.
DJ
go.
School. Here we go.
Go.
I can't do it.
Wait.
I can't muster up the enthusiasm right now.
Well, he laughed.
Yeah.
That's another emotion.
Come on, try it out. Try it out. This is Pizza Destroyer saying aloha.
No, I'm going to start laughing.
That's fine. Laugh through it.
I know.
No, it's impossible.
Like, on the ones.
To do it, the Earth will implode.
All right,
hang up on this phone.
Dude,
the Earth will implode.
Okay, bye, people.
Have a good night.
Wow.
All right.
Woof. Okay, you can't
even like fake being excited.
No,
about it. You can't even pretend.
Nope.
That was him excited.
I can't,
but I do want to go on the record that I did not ask a 15-year-old boy to growl about his genitals.
That's what I was trying to stop you from doing.
Why are you? How the fuck are you doing this?
I was trying to tell you, and you shut me up.
Hey, they have like hygiene classes in. Wait,
also, what's
the
big deal? It's
not
like he sent us his dick pics.
Oh yeah, but didn't you send him yours?
Right,
is that bad?
We don't have to talk about that on the air. All right, so. I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah, someone's calling Darren.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to take this call.
So, we're going to end the show.
I have something to go out on.
What?
A limb.
I do.
It's an expression. By the way, Meebo message, Metal FIFA has been warned 4 times.
Good.
In the chat.
He's living on the edge, my guy.
For being a douche. I'm living on the edge.
Metal FIFA just sent me an IM in Meebo. Can I call Some dying fetus thickets. What?
Can you call them?
I don't know.
Hello, this is dying fetus thickets. How can I help you?
All right, let's get out of here.
Where, great.
Do you have,
get
do you
out.
Have a clip?
We got a nice outro song.
Oh, okay. This is by that same woman who was singing
no.
about a kind of stuff.
Yes.
This is the B-side. It's called Tickle My Vagina on the Metal Injection Live.
Turn it off.
See you next week, everybody.
I don't know if that's with the other man. I don't know if that's with the other man. They tickle, tickle my vagina. They tickle me with their beard. I don't know if that's with the other man. I don't know if that's with the other man. They tickle, tickle my vagina. They tickle me with their beard. I am the queen of vagina. I am the queen of promiscuous. I am the queen of candidate. Come tickle, tickle my vagina. Somehow fresh is my vagina. Somehow fresh is my vagina. Somehow fresh is my vagina. Come tickle, tickle my vagina.
Hello.
I'm a juicy vagina, juicy vagina. Wet, 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 juicy vagina, juicy vagina, juicy vagina. Wet, 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 juicy vagina, juicy vagina, juicy vagina. Wet, 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 juicy vagina. I am the queen of vagina. I am the queen of promiscuous. I am the queen of penises. Come tickle, tickle my vagina. Come half fresh with my vagina. Come half fresh with my vagina. Come half fresh with my vagina. Come tickle, tickle my vagina.
Oh.
I am the queen of vagina.
Join us, hey, 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 join us, hey,